home, just the subject of separation, you know, to have real communion with Christ, you have to turn aside and draw to Him. As one person said, you must be married to Christ. You have to be divorced from everything else in this world. Christ requires complete obedience and complete consecration to Him. But the Scripture does say to be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It says what fellowship does light have with darkness? I love a psalm, Psalm 133. It says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." There's a beauty when God's people can agree and love one another and be unified, not in the sake of just having unity for the sake of unity, but truly agreeing. When two people agree, God commands a blessing. Jesus said, if any two of you would agree in your prayers, He said, I'd be there. So with two or three of you gather in my name, I'm in the midst. So Christ commands a blessing when his people are in true biblical agreement. And I'm not talking about just agreeing. I'm talking about agreeing with the Word of God and each other. God loves that. So if we're going to have communion with Christ, communion with the body of Christ, it's got to be biblical fellowship. You know, the biggest challenge, I think, for any church group is to define what is the world. You know, the Bible says, come out of the world and be separate. Oh, so many differences. Oh, what is the world? What is the world? And that's, you know, the biggest mystery, to try to clearly decide what is worldly, what is not worldly. You know, one says you can have a car, another says you can't have a car. One says you can't wear colors, the other says you have to wear only black. It's a big challenge to figure out what is the world. The Bible says to love it not. And it's a serious thing that every man has got to come to a clear conclusion. Just because I come to a conclusion, that doesn't mean it's right. What really is the world to God? And the biggest challenge is coming out from that and being separated from the world unto God. It says in the Scripture, Paul said this in Ephesians 4:1-3. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So Paul does tell us to be patient with one another. It's no good to be on your hobby horse to where you separate yourself from everyone that's called a Christian or that is a Christian. He tells us to forbear, have long suffering. We should be patient with one another. But then another verse that is so serious, in the next chapter of Ephesians, it says, have no fellowship, no communion with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So it's very clear that if we're gonna be patient with our brother, that's fine. But we can't be patient with sin. We can't allow sin. Someone that's struggling with sin and knows it, they're trying to get the victory, hey, I can wait on that man. Someone that won't acknowledge their sin, just loves their sin.
God help us.
God help us. It says to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. You should not stay in a church where fornication, drunkenness, covetousness, gossip is going on and not being dealt with. Any church that covers that or ignores that is not true church. We must deal with sin as the church of the living God, because Jesus said he's coming back for a virgin. The church is like a virgin who is keeping herself and preparing herself for her husband, who is soon to arrive for the wedding. And the same with Christ. We must be separated from sin in the world and the unfruitful works of darkness. Well, just consider these things today and follow Jesus and come out of the world. Come out from sinful churches and follow the living God.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. Or if you would rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Mose, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial to 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. God bless you and have a good day.